Welcome to Twisted Tendrils, the podcast where we give horrific writing advice. I am your host, Laura Nash. Welcome to Twisted Tendrils, Horrific Writing Advice. Episode 15, Varying Sentence Types and Structures. We'll go through different functions sentences can serve, as well as some ways to structure sentences differently. If you have any further thoughts on the subject, please send them to me on Twitter at LauraNettles4. Have you ever read a paragraph and thought, that was boring? Sure, things happen, but it wasn't said in an interesting way? Let me give you an example. The man lunged forward. The woman stepped back. His sword cut the air. Her shield was held high. He thrust under her guard. She screamed from the pain. Sure, there's action occurring, which should be intense, but it falls flat. We are going back and forth with every sentence. Also, every sentence is 4 or 5 words. There's no interesting rhythm or flow built. Also, every sentence is complete. There are no fragments sprinkled in for some spice. No use of the senses to bring us into the action and live it alongside the characters. I have found a very handy acronym for sentence structures from the YouTube channel Author Level Up. It goes as follows. CHADS. CHADS. Character's opinion about a setting or the situation. History of the character. Action. Dialogue. Sensory details. If we dissect the example paragraph from before, we realize all 6 sentences are actions. There are no opinions being given, no history revealed, no dialogue, and no sensory details described. There are just happenings. And we don't care. Sure, this could be a snippet from a novel where we already have the backstories, but sprinkling it in during the intense scene can remind the reader of the stakes, making them care, instead of glazing over parry after block after slash. Let's begin with a few more sentence types thrown in for flavor. Branwyn, the broad-shouldered berserker, lunged forward. Sweat dripped down his exposed skin. Elena took a tactical step back. She would avenge her father's death by killing this murderer. The man's sword cut through the air. It whistled as it sliced near her face. Elena's shield was held too high. Fool, Branwyn hissed. He thrust under her guard. Elena screamed from the pain. A little better. Not only do we break up the action slightly with a motive and a word of dialogue, but we also add in some specificity. We now have names and a little bit of description of how the berserker looks. He's broad-shouldered and has some exposed skin. There's still a lot we can do, though. We need to vary the sentence structures. Give some long ones, short ones, and maybe a fragment. Let's try again. Branwyn, the broad-shouldered berserker, lunged forward with his broadsword, sweat dripping down his exposed, tattooed skin. Elena took a short tactical step backwards, booted foot kicking up dust. She would avenge her father's death, kill this murderer. The man's sword cut through the air, whistling as it sliced near her face. Elena's shield was held too high. Just a touch, but it was enough. Fool, Branwyn hissed. He thrust under her guard. A scream tore from Elena, agony radiating from her ripped-open stomach. Now we're getting somewhere. I combined a few sentences, cut others in half, and rearranged the last sentence so we start with the scream instead of the person again for the umpteenth time. Let's do another exercise. We'll take 3 sentences and see how we can combine, chop, rearrange, etc. without losing the general meaning. She exited the car. She slammed the door shut behind her. She entered the building. Very basic. Every sentence starts with she. The first and last sentence are 4 words long, with the middle one topping out at 6. Not very interesting. Let's shuffle things around. She exited the car, slamming the door shut behind her. Then she entered the building. We've combined the first 2 sentences into 1 longer one. The last sentence has a modifier of then. May not be necessary, but I liked it. It stopped both sentences starting with the word she. Okay, how about this variation? She exited the car angrily. Slam! The door nearly bounced back open from the ferocity with which she shut it. With a huff, she entered the building. I couldn't help myself adding more details. I know. But it's only 4 sentences, and one of those is a single onomatopoeia word. We now start with she, slam, the, and with. We buried the subject of the last sentence, she, deeper into the prose by starting with some description. With a huff. Sentence lengths are 5, 1, 14, and 7. We've got comma action. We've got a fragment with the onomatopoeia. Life is good. A word on commas. They can be awesome. Use them to make sentences more complex. It doesn't just need to be, he did this, but can be used to attach sentences and ideas. He did this, this, and that. Or add an aside. He ran, which he shouldn't have been doing in the first place, straight into the bar. Interject characters' opinions or insights. Look up the rules for comma usage. They can be very helpful, even if just for a refresher course. Well, I hope you enjoyed this very short episode. Remember CHADS: character opinion, history, action, dialogue, and sensory details. Vary sentence lengths and the first words of each sentence. Bury the subject deeper into the sentence with details periodically. Use commas for asides and more complex structures. And even sprinkle in a fragment or two. You've got this. And remember, keep your writing spooky. You have been listening to Twisted Tendrils, Horrific Writing Advice by Laura Nettles.